Audio Mode Vibe. Jeff Thompson, Friendly Philly, Minnesota. Recording on Boss Jock Studio, the Boss Jock app. Check it out free, the Boss Jock Jr. Get some music, put it in the carts. There you go. You listen to music from Jeff Thompson, recorded on Launchpad. I'm also using the Shure MV88 microphone with stereo. I got it set up for speech, but I got it on stereo mode. The polarity is stereo. Comes with a windscreen, but I just popped right into it, didn't I? Pretty nice little app that comes with it. Motive, M-O-E-T-I-V. It's a free app. Comes with a recorder. Great recorder. The functions of the app let you change the polarity. This is a two-capsule deal here. You got a capsule that I'm talking into. I can set the game for that capsule. Got to set up for speech right now. So there's a bidirectional capsule that goes left and right. And that cylinder that the bidirectional is in, you can rotate that 90 degrees. Actually, 180. One direction, though. One direction with 180 is like going halfway around the lake, and then having to come back. You still went the same distance, right? But in that app, you can turn on windscreen, you can turn on a limiter, you can set a compressor. There's a 5-band equalizer. All sorts of stuff. Let's say you want to switch this to your iPad. All you do is take it off, plug it in. The settings stay in the microphone. The cylinder that sticks out is on a hinge. And what it is like, it's like taking a Zoom 6 and just taking off that microphone and clipping it onto your phone. Or going out to an Olympus. I actually contacted Olympus and said, hey, why don't you detach your microphones and snap them onto a lightning port? Sure did a good thing here. They got a couple other microphones out there, but this is the one. This is the one, the portability, the mobility of it. You can change the polarity of it. You can set it up for strictly mono. You can do it mono bidirectional. And I did that for about 10 interviews where I was on one side of the microphone, they were on the other. So two channels, bang, there you go. Give you a little sound. I'm outside. I got it set up. I got the microphone on at about 13 decibel gain. That's the one I'm speaking into. So the left and right is one's facing my shed, one's facing the yard right now. So I'll make a little noise, give you a little stereo right there. How's that? And the stereo is pretty good. Now, not everybody wants stereo when you're talking audio, but this is a demonstration. So coming into the shed area, gonna move a couple things because I was rearranging a couple things. And the microphone's really good. It's handy. Comes with a little, I call it a turtle shell type of case. Really nice. Feels like an old tweed, I don't know, what do you want to call it? An old tweed guitar case, you know? Kind of feels like canvas, but it's a little stronger than that. But it's like a turtle shell, and it hinges. So it hinges away from you. But if you want to plug in a microphone, because my phone still has a microphone jack, you have to turn it one way because the lightning port, the male part, is offset. Meaning If I turn it one way, it covers the earphone jack. If I turn it the other way, it doesn't, which is kind of cool. And that makes the hinge go away from me. So it's like kind of backwards right now. But I'm just holding this up like a microphone, like I got a Zoom or an Olympus in my hand. But with the iPhone, I got this. I got Boss Jock. Boss Jock Studio. $9.99 in the App Store. So how's this go up against the Apogee? I got an Apogee, courtesy of a contest held by Boss Jock Studio. That was quite a few years ago. Well, with this microphone, I gotta clip it on and hold my phone out all the time. But I can use Boss Jock like this. With the Apogee, it's on a cord cable. It has its own gain. Little roller right there. But the Apogee can plug in USB right into the computer. So there's, you got another element there. Kind of like the ATR2100, you got that one. Plug in XLR or USB. Then the Apogee is another little version of all that. It plugs in to the lightning port. Not technically lightning port, mine, the 30 pin, but with an adapter, there you go. Or USB right into a device. Plus with the Apogee, you can get a little adapter clip for a little stand. Works out great. But this is a new era right here. The Zoom. Not the Zoom. What am I saying? The MV88 from Shure. $149. Comes with the app. It's accessible. It's easier to access it with VoiceOver on an iPad. iPad Mini. More real estate, you know? But yeah, I really like this microphone. I can get right on it. I can talk right onto it. I don't have too much setup on it right now. Maybe a very light compressor. I think the limiter was on. Yeah. Tell Dave over at Boss Jock app to get the MV88. You won't regret it. Will not regret it, especially when you're mobile. Convenience. All right, Audio Mo Day 5. Y'all have a good day. Till next time. Bye-bye.